So beginning in early October and running until the end of November, almost two full months, the second reading at every Sunday liturgy is from the letter to the Hebrews. Now, priesthood is a really important theme in the letters to the Hebrews. So we're going to spend a few minutes talking about priests. So I want to begin by asking all the priests that are in the room to raise your hand. Just checking. All right, trick question. A better way to ask that, I'm going to say, is, okay, everyone who's in the room who's baptized, raise your hand. There we go. Well, guess what? When you were baptized, you became a priest. Lainey Marie is going to become a priest today. Okay, how many times have we heard Father Brendan at these baptisms at Mass as he's anointing the individual with chrism say, he and now anoints you with chrism of salvation so that you may remain members of Christ, priest, prophet, and king. So, prophet and king, yes, but priest first. So, like it or not, as baptized persons, you are priests. Now, God established three kinds of priests. Okay, we have the priesthood of Christ as first and foremost. And then the second, we have the ministerial priesthood, which is folks like Father Brendan. And last, and certainly not least, we have all the rest of us as the priesthood of the faithful. And all three of these share three common characteristics. Number one, you have to be a human. Okay, in order to serve as a priest, you can't do that unless you understand the struggles of those that we're trying to serve. I mean, it's our weakness as humans that enables us to minister to humanity. I mean, we just heard from the letter of Hebrews, a priest is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for a priest is beset by weakness. Angels can't be priests, because an angel has not experienced the struggles and the tribulations associated with being a human being. Second characteristic, a priest can only be made by God. You can't decide to make yourself a priest. All you can do is accept God's invitation to become a priest. And finally, the third characteristic. The fundamental job of a priest is to serve as a go-between God and people. I mean, the priests serve as intermediaries between people and God. And the priesthood of Jesus really represents the perfect example of all three characteristics. First, Jesus is fully human. I mean, in last week's reading in the letter to the Hebrews, referring to Jesus, we heard, we have a high priest who can sympathize with our weaknesses, since he has been similarly tested in every way. Characteristic number two, Jesus was clearly chosen by God. I mean, in today's reading from Hebrews, we heard it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are a priest forever." And finally, the third characteristic, Jesus fully lives out the role of a priest. I mean, he's the ultimate go-between between people and God. I mean, who would be better to stand before the Father as the representative of all humanity than God's own Son? All right, so moving on from the priesthood of Jesus, let's talk about the ministerial priesthood. Folks like Father Brendan. First characteristic, rumors to the contrary, Father Brendan is human. Okay? Now, he's not without sin like Christ was, but he can certainly sympathize with us in our weaknesses. Second characteristic, he too was chosen by God. He didn't choose to make himself a priest. I mean, it's not something that you choose like a career alternative, like I'm going to be a fireman or I'm going to be a doctor, I'll just be a priest. Okay? I mean, God chose him, and Father Brendan said yes to that choice. Finally, we have the third characteristic, the intermediary. Okay, through the grace of ordination, people like Father Brendan, ministerial priests, can serve as an intermediary between God and us in a very unique way, because they are able to bring to us the sacraments, which really serve as a doorway to God. I mean, the sacraments are invaluable when it comes to establishing a relationship with God and then maintaining that relationship. Okay? Then we have the rest of us. Priesthood of the faithful. And our three characteristics. Number one, is there anybody in this room who is not fully human? No hands went up. It's good. Next question. Is there anyone in this room who has never sinned? Definitely no hands going up. Okay, first characteristic, we're okay. Second characteristic, God chose us to be a priest. It was God who established baptism, who invites us to the waters of baptism, and then uses those waters to mark us as a priest for all eternity. Which brings us to the last characteristic of us as priests, and that is serving as a go-between God and humanity. Now, we had no control over the first two. I mean, we were born human, and God chose us through baptism. We do have a choice when it comes to the third. Will we accept our role as an intermediary between someone and God? I mean, Jesus had a choice. I mean, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus begged the Father to not make him go through what Jesus knew he had to go through. And Jesus' response was, I will do it anyway. Your will, not mine. Father Brendan has choices. I mean, he chooses to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to anoint a sick parishioner. He chooses to give up most of his weekends to preside at multiple masses on a weekend. And he chooses to delay or to come back early from a vacation when there's an unexpected death of a parishioner. And he chooses to do all of these things to further our relationship with God. Now, as priests of the faithful, we too can choose to serve as an intermediary between someone and God. Now, our priesthood, clearly it doesn't rise to the level of the priesthood of Jesus, but our choice can be just as important as the choices that Father Brendan has to make. I mean, it may be something as simple as when we come to Mass, if we actively participate, we're helping to create an environment that draws people to God. And when we're in our homes, or at our jobs, or we're in school, or we're in the grocery store, we can choose to serve as priests. We can choose to bring God into that situation by how we act or what we say. Now, I think we all would agree that the priesthood of Jesus is important. And I think we would all agree that the priesthood, the ministerial priesthood, the priesthood of men like Father Brendan, that's important. Well, I challenge all of us to choose to embrace our roles as members of the priesthood of the faithful, because it too is important.